This is the Horsing Around with Noel podcast.
I even went for Big Brother audition. But when we got there, they say, Oma, we don't cast everybody.
Where we share incredible stories.
I made cookies for this man. I'm even going to take pictures.
And create a safe space which is built on love and just vibes.
What is gospel? Is the message of gospel.
Grab a saddle and let's ride.
Hey, Jehovah, I am finished. Yo, what's going on, y'all? So, I know that as Africans or as Nigerians now, we grew up with respect. Like, they made sure they shoved respect down our throats. Now, while they were shoving respect down our throats, also, they shoved down manipulation in the disguise of respect. Can we all agree on that? Okay, yeah, we can agree on that. Now, growing up, and then most of us now adults, we have some people underneath us and stuff like that, and then most times when you are trying to do something, someone would always be telling you, maybe your parents would always be telling you that, oh, be thinking about people behind you. There are a lot of people that are watching you. There are a lot of people that are looking up to you. Let me speak to those people looking up to me now. Better look up to God and leave me alone. Okay, what's with people and saying, and I used to respect you. I didn't know that you were like this. Oh, Benny, calm down. Rest, move, shift. There's just this thing where people use the word respect, and then once they start saying that, oh, I respect you, or I look at you in a different light, they automatically want you to be a totally different person. The moment you do anything that is outside of that fabric of the respect they have for you, they automatically see you as something else or as somebody else, which makes no sense to me. When I was still on my whole escapades of running away from social media, a friend sent me one issue that happened on social media where someone posted a picture of herself, and then someone came to say that, oh, she should probably cover up more because as a Christian, this and this and this and this. And I saw the picture, and to me, I felt like this picture looks modest enough. I don't know, like, right? I think everyone even agreed that this picture was really modest. She was not trying to show anything, and she was cool. But what killed me was when I was going through like some of the screenshots that was sent to me, and I saw some people that were saying, and I used to hold her in high regards. Oh, Benny, put me down. This is my last bus stop. Drop me. I don't want to go anywhere again. Sometimes when I have, you know, altercations or arguments with my mom or people who are older than me, they'll be telling me that, Emmanuel, a lot of people look up to you. People do this. A lot of people hold you in different lights. Off the lights. Off arm. I get generator and I don't buy fuel. Off that light. That light that you hold me in high regards, right? Off arm. I go on my own generator. God is my illumination. He will give me light. Which kind of thing be that? And this is the problem, because when you hold someone so much in high regard that you're not able to still see the human factor in the person, that becomes a serious problem. That's one of the reasons why this whole celebrity culture or this whole thing of holding someone above who they are, and then when they now mess up or when something happens, which is the human nature, you now feel down or you feel bad. And sometimes you even check it, it's hypocrisy, because the same thing you are condemning someone of doing is pretty much the same thing you are doing. So, Oga, what are you condemning? Is it respect that you hold for the person, or instead, what you actually hold for the person is that you are torchlighting the person's matter? Another example is pastors' kids. We, those of us who grew up as PKs or who grew up in religious homes, know the amount of pressure that is on you based on the office your dad holds, which is also rightfully so, because first of all, again, it's expected that you should be a light, and it's expected that you should be a reflection of your dad or whatever it is that is going through. But people take it overboard, because as a child, say you were born into a Christian home and your dad was already a pastor. So it means that all your life, all you knew was your dad being a pastor. And then you trying to navigate all the travails and all the big issues of you being a teenager with hormones raging and aside even hormones or just, you know, normal teenage behavior, you will not be able to experience that in full. Why? Because someone somewhere is looking at you as if you are the one on the pulpit, as if you are the one preaching to them. Someone somewhere is looking at you and the person is saying, ah, is that not pastor's child? Ah, come, oh, you're pastor's child. Why are you behaving like this? And then at the end of the day, you start hearing things like, oh, pastor's kids are the most spoiled kids around. Why? Because when they're out of their father's house, they become recluse. They start running as renegades and they start living recklessly and the rest of it. And I'm like, 97% of the time, that is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because you were looking at them through the eyes of their dad or through the eyes of their parents in that house. But by the time they leave the house, first of all, you've forgotten that these people are just normal children of God who have questions, who will make mistakes, who have things that they still need to figure out. But they're not able to figure it out because they are within the confines of their father's house or they are within the confines of the cage that you put them in and you call it respect. And then a lot of us grew up with that false mentality that, if I want to do this thing now, I can't really do it. Why? Because a lot of people will be looking at me, or a lot of people that are following me on Twitter, or a lot of people that are following me on Facebook will go and start telling my dad that I'm doing this particular thing. Please tell me again, who do you worship? Do you worship God, or do you worship respect, or do you worship the people who look up to you? Because first of all, they have eyes. That same eye that they carry and they look up, they can put that eye down or they can shift their head and try to look up into the heavens and look at God, because it's God that they should be looking at, not you. Because first of all, we are all human beings. Let's just get that fact right. We are all human beings. I'm not saying don't respect people. I'm not saying you should be going around with reckless abandon and just be disrespecting anybody. Because first of all, if you're respecting anybody, you should respect every single person. You should even respect people who are younger than you. But when you start using terms like, oh, I used to respect you, I did not know you are like this, or I used to look at you in a different light, but now you are now doing things that were not, that I was not seeing before I turn on my lights, or ga off that light, I will buy fuel, I will put fuel in my generator, I will drag the generator and the gen will come on and I will on my own light. Who are you? Like, how dare you just walk up to someone and then all of a sudden your expectations of the person are what you use to judge who the person is. You automatically, because you respect someone or because you hold someone in high regard, you automatically help the person remove every learning curve in their entire life. All of a sudden, they are not able to learn anymore. All of a sudden, they are not able to make any mistake anymore. All of a sudden, they are not able to do life. All of a sudden, they are not able to even be human beings anymore. They just have to be who you want them to be. And they just have to go on with that script because you are the author and the finisher of their faith, right? Please, don't respect me. I said it, don't respect me. Because first of all, who respects her? What am I even doing with your respect? Your respect is giving me money in my account. You respect me. I will not know you respect me until you even mention it and say, I used to respect you. And the thing is really funny. It just reminds me of all these people that, let's say, when you've grown up and you've blown or you are now glowing, someone will now come and tell you that, I used to have crush on you in 2008. What do I want to do with that information? Wait, because I know you used to crush on me. Crush it now. I've moved on. You've moved on. Let us move on. If you respect someone, you don't have to tell the person before the person knows that you respect the person. And it doesn't always have to be when the person either goes before you now know that, you respect the person. This cuts across all boards. We've seen it numerous times where clergymen, or not even clergymen alone, but people in high regards, people in high esteem that a lot of us respect, and then we see times where they falter, and I see people just start bashing them, or people feel very downcast and emotionally drained. And I also understand that, but at the same time, I am always saying, and I will say it again, when you respect someone, always give room for that human factor. That, look, this person is a human being. The person can mess up anytime, and the person can still correct their ways at any given point in time, irrespective of whatever it is that either happens. Yes, there will be consequences, of course. They have to be accountable on their own part, and they have to do all those things and everything. But at the same time, do not help them remove that learning curve from their life. That is really unfair. The whole thing, the whole crux of this entire matter is, if you respecting me, or if you respecting anybody I know, is based on the clause that they would not be able to learn on their own, they would not be able to be themselves, they would not be able to make errors, then, my friend, do not respect me. If you see me on the road, tell me I'm an idiot. Insult me, disrespect me. As long as I'm able to be myself without your respect, then don't respect me. That is it. I'll see you guys around. Yes, I'm going to end it like that.